One to exploit Swami Maharaj, his name, good name, his credit, his goodwill. They know themselves what is their position in real, measuring by real standard within, but there are many who cannot control the temptation of exploiting him. Guru Bhogi, there is a term, Krishna Bhogi, wants to exploit Krishna, wants to exploit Guru, his name, and to make field for his own personal exploitation. That is also possible. So, a real student, a bona fide student, he is to be alert on all sides that the non-Krishna may come in different dress, and I must try to see it me. And if we are sincere, none can disturb us. The Vibhishan, you see, we must not rely on Maya. The Hanuman was keeping the Ram Lakshman within the room of his tail. And the Vibhishan is warning Hanuman, very careful. That Mahiravan will entice you, entice Ram Lakshman. And in different dress he will come. Then at last he came in the garb of Vibhishan himself, and took him away. So, the possibility of the approaching of Maya is very spacious, comprehensive. So we have to be very careful to maintain the valuable tendency and outlook of our inner ignorance, what we have got this. We'll be very careful to maintain that, and if possible to make progress on the line. That is our interest. So God saved me from enemies, that is also a general thing. God saved me from my friends, that is also there. And I am also included within that. You must be alert of that. I may be also. As a friend, I may go to deceive you. You will be so much careful. Careful. At your own risk, you pray for the Supreme, the Chaitanya Guru, for giving right direction. Right direction. What is what? What is what? What is to be accepted? Crucial point. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaurai 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 Gaurai. I don't want to take the responsibility. Mahaprabhu and Krishna has also not taken the responsibility. You are free. One who can complain, compel everything to come to his own line. He also says, you are free. What I had to say, I have said. Now you, Arjuna, decide what you have to do. Vimishta etat asesena, exhaustively, to the fullest capacity of yourself, you discriminate and decide. what step you are going to accept. What is that? What else? Anything?
Maharaj?
Yes?
Yesterday, they asked me if I accepted the GBC as absolute. I say, because I accept them as relative, because they see themselves as absolute. And then they ask, do you accept Sridhar Maharaj as absolute? I say, yes, I accept him as absolute, because he sees himself as relative.
They said yesterday he was asked, do you accept the GBC as absolute?
Who?
Madhava Prabhu.
Madhava Prabhu.
They asked him. He said, no, I see the GBC as relative because they think themselves to be absolute. But I see Sridhar Maharaj as absolute because he presents himself as relative.
in that one coin. Yes, I am of contrast, both absolute and reality. I am relative of course. Everyone holds a relative position because of the more to realize there. He's a research scholar.
Presented very scientifically.
ওই জলের কল বড় ঘরের সামনে থেকে ওই একটা করে গোবিন্দধামে চলে গেছে একটা আর একটা কৃষ্ণমণি দিন
Jai Om Vishnu Pahasi Shiva Bhakti Raka Kriya Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Today is the day of departure of one Rasikananda Maharaj, disciple of Samananda Prabhu, Rasikananda Prabhu, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. At the same time, the day of departure of our colleague, Madhav Maharaj. Rasikananda Maharaj, he was in Midnapur side. He was the disciple of Samananda Prabhu. Samananda Prabhu's history is this, that he first got initiation in Sakkarasa from Hridayananda or Hriday Chaitanya Goswami near Kalna. Anyhow, he went to see Vrindavan. He came of a non-Brahmin family, generally cultivator section. Went to Vrindavan and one day in the more early morning he is out on visiting different holy places. From Nandagram he is going eastward towards Khadirvan. Suddenly found on the an ornament called Nupur, the foot ornament of the ladies. Foot ornament of the ladies. He got 70 pounds.
Bangle.
Bangle.
Yes.
Nupur in Sanskrit. Just over the foot. In this way. Nupur. Then he took it on his bag and being very much charged with love divine, he is going. Suddenly, when looking backside, he found that a girl of exquisite beauty. She is searching for something there. Where he got it? Then he came back. Asked the girl, what you are searching for? An ornament missed here. On the pool of Radharani, missed somewhere here. I am searching for that. Oh, I have got it. He handed over. And the girl put that Nupur on his forehead and vanished. And he was beside himself. What's the matter? I am fortunate enough that I have got. I have had darshan of the divine themselves of Balyo. Then he had a thinking in this way. Already he had some sakkarasa. Sakkarasa training his guru gave him mantam sakhi. He thinking that I have got that sort of duty. He's thinking in that way and taking them. But from this incident, a change came in his mind. And his tendency began to grow in favor of Madhura Rasa. How beautiful, charming figure they are, what is their duty. At night they attend Rasa ceremony. And this is thinking thus, there was a great change in his mind. And he connected Jiva Goswami. Such is the condition. My Gurudev, he is in that rasa. But I am finding deep tendency, irresistible, towards the service of Madhura Rasa. What to do? Jiva Goswami examined him and being satisfied, gave him diksha in Madhura Rasa. Then this was broadcasted gradually amongst the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, not only in Vrindavan but in Gaur Mandal also. Such has happened, the case. His guru Hiray Chaitanya, he felt disturbed. What is this? Jiva Goswami, the standard Vaishnava, followers of Rupa Sanatana. He did such thing. That is against Tikatsi. Samananda was my disciple. Anyhow, he managed to call for a Vaishnava Assembly here in Vrindavan. And there, from that assembly, he called for Jiva Goswami and both Samananda to give explanation for that. Incautious activity. Jiva Goswami did not attend, but he sent Samananda to go. Go attend the meeting, answer their call. Samananda went from the meeting, from the committee, the assembly, called explanation. What's the matter? You took initiation from Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu? Yes, I did. What was your tilak? At that time it was such and such. Now you have changed your tilak into that Nupura? Yes, it is changed. Why and how? He related this story. No, he wanted his guru desire that his that present tilak will be effaced. You efface your tilak, present tilak. I can't efface. If you can, you may efface my tilak. They tried but could not. Then they are bewildered. What's the matter? Why such? What is this? He related the narration, the story. Then, of course, they had some awe, reverence. Then he told these another internal story, but when the call for explanation came, he prayed to Radharan. This is the difficulty, what I am to do. Then it is told that Radharan gave him assurance, I shall look after that. So Radharani connected with Subal, the leader of the Sakkarasa in his group. One of your servitors, I am taking in, you allow. And he gladly did so. In this way, that was intimated to, revealed to the Hridaya Chaitanya, and everything was compromised. This is Samananda. When he came back, these three, Narottam, Srinivas, Samananda, these three came back with the bullock cart where the chest full of books and that was looted near Bakura, Vishnupur, Bakura. And after trying for many days for searching out those books, they failed, and then Samananda went to his own country to preach Midnapur side, and Narottam also left for North Bengal to preach, to mind their own lesson. But Srinivas was leader of them, in charge of the books. He did not live like half mad. He was roaming. And anyhow, when that was looted by the local chief, Vidhambir by name, he had some affinity for Bhagavatam, and his guru Vyas, one Vyas by name, he used to chant Bhagavatam in his assembly every afternoon. And the Srinivas anyhow came, and suddenly, unconsciously, he pointed out some mistake in the reading of Bhagavat, that Vyas, Vidhan Vyas guru. Then he was detected, though he is not a mad, but he is a great genius in Bhagavatam. Then anyhow, they came to know his position, and the book was lost, Grantham, all these things came in. And then they told that, I have stolen those caskets. And it was shown to Srinivas, and the Vidhan Vyas also became disciple of Srinivasam. Then Samananda, when preaching in Vrindavan, he got a disciple named Rasikananda. He was very sincere, and his feeling, emotion was so much great. Almost after Diksha, he became half mad. And he was preaching the name of Krishna and the Vrindavana, Leela of Mahaprabhu, of Krishna, as by Mahaprabhu. And his sentiments were so deep that he told by some to be the avatar, Aniruddha avatar, that which is not found in human soul. Such intense were his sentiments about the different thought of Vrindavan. He established a mot on the western side of Midnapur district, Gopi Vallabh. His seat was there. Famous seat was there. And he preached in a very intense way. And Rashi Mangal, there is a book, it is mentioned there, that one day, one fakir, Muslim fakir, who had some power of showing miracles to the public, he came, he heard the name of Rasikananda to be a great saint. So he came to test him. He came on the back of a tiger to the ashram of Rasikananda. Where is he? I have come to see him. He is a great saint. And at that time, it is told that Rasikananda Prabhu, he was rubbing his teeth by a bench. A small bench of
twig.
And he was sitting on a broken wall of a broken room, a earthen wall. Then when it was intimated to him that fakir has come on the back of a tiger, then it is told he asked the wall, the broken wall where he is sitting, the wall, then you have, it is necessary that you should go, you should carry me. And the wall coming. And then the fakir came down from the tiger. This is animate and he can move the inanimate. This is Siddhi. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Rasikananda Prabhu, he was a Shuddha Bhakta. But this Yoga Vibhuti, the wall, inanimate wall, was asked to advance, to march on, and the wall did. What's the matter? Then, of course, it is sin, it's stated, Mukti Shayam Mukulita Anjali Shivati Isman Dharma to Kama Gataya Samaya Pratiksha. The Siddhi, Yoga Siddhi, all these things, they only wait for the order of a Vaishnava. Who does not care for Siddhi? But if any place such wish may come to them, it is affected. And these things prove, these incidents, if we take to be true, then that theory, it is very difficult to prove by the science of fossilism. But what I say, everything is hypnotism. And the character of hypnotism, then all is possible. All is possible. Only will force that can show anyone anything. The willpower can create so many thoughts and ideas of our experience. We can explain from that background. Anyhow, Rasikananda Prabhu, he spread the Mahaprabhu's doctrine in that part of the land extensively, and his devotion was very fervent and sentimental. His heart fully melted when he took the name of the Lord or engaged himself in any sadhu. The section of Vaishnava, they thought he is not human soul, but he is Ishvara Koti, that he is a function of the Lord Himself, Avatar, is told by some, Rajikama. His day of departure is today. And then the next, Jagannath Das Babaji, who is supposed to be the Vesha Guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and also Vesha Guru of Gaurikishor Babaji Maharaj, as well as that of Guru of Charan Das Babaji, who was the Guru of Ramdas Babaji, so-called Ramdas Babaji. His Guru was Charandas, and Charandas, his Guru was Bhagavad Das. Bhagavad Das and Gaurikishor Babaji Maharaj, who is Guru of our Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, they took, Bhagavad Das and Gaurikishor Das took their Babaji initiation from Jagannath Das Babaji. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also told to have his Vesha, that Babaji Vesha, and the mantra from Jagannath Das Babaji. And also it is told that Jagannath Das Babaji, once he went to find where is the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. And he He was very old, 125 years old, and crippled. And one UP devotee named Bihari Das, we have seen him, he used to carry him on his shoulders generally. He one day told that I want to see the birthplace of Chaitanya Dev taking on the other side of the Ganges. Jagannath Das Babaji has got his samadhi here. See, he was taken there and stopped here. Dig earth. Here, the Kaji broke the mridanga of many, of some householder of that time who used to go on chanting. Before Mahaprabhu subdued him. And some broken pieces of the Ardhan, that mridanga was found in there. And it is told that was in Shiva Sangam somewhere there, like nearby. Yes, Jagannath Das Babaji. So in another way, he also located the birthplace of Mahaprabhu on that side. His samadhi is this side. Jagannath Das Babaji. His day of departure is also today. And Madhav Maharaj, you know, he was my godbrother, junior to me, both in age and also in junior. 1930, he joined the mission exclusively. You might have seen him as a very young, energetic man. He was very energetic, so much so. Our Guru Maharaj once remarked that he has got volcanic energy. That Madhav Maharaj. Volcanic energy he has got. Very energetic. And he was very dissatisfied with me, and he said always that you must come out for preaching. For a long time, he was in my party. I am sannyasi, and he was white clad canvasser and collection was generally his responsibility. And whatever we collected, we sent it straight to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was happy to speak. This is my party. My party. Anyhow, our preaching was also satisfactory, and the collection also. So he was very satisfied with my preaching capacity and reported to Guru Maharaj many a time. Whether any opponent equipped with ancient knowledge of Veda, Upanishad, Puran, etc., or a modern scholar with any scientific knowledge may come to oppose, Sridhar Maharaj will keep the prestige all through of the mission. That was his remark, and especially of my analogy. I could give appropriate analogy to the opponents to prove my case. That was some specialist thing, very special.
Right.
Your use of analogy. You spoke of your use of analogy.
Analogy. That was very famous. I was famous for my analogy. Accurate analogy.
Can you give us some examples?
Analogy in every point. Wherever indifference, I try to put my case by giving some analogy. That is my special characteristic. You also here. Generally I put some analogy to clear the position of the ontological aspect.
Yes.
That is my nature. Nyaya-sastra. Once it happened that in Khulna, one Ramakrishna, father of Ramakrishna Mission, a doctor, man of position, he came to fight on their part. And I told him to make him understand in course of my discussion that there are so many big signboards, but if the auditor goes in, they say the company is bankrupt. So Ramakrishna Mission, Bharat Seva Ashram, Congress, they are giving relief work to the people, doing good service to the people. A big signboard is on the office. But if a real auditor goes to check what sort of benefit they are doing, they say they are all bankrupt companies. No capital, but only show. Then it is gone. Siddhanti Maharaj, who has got a mat here at Calcutta Puri, then in his we came, Madhav Maharaj, the Haggri Brahmachari came, we were with Prabhupada in Puri, and he gave lecture and quoted such example, that very example, and that was out in an article in Nodhiya Prakash. Prabhupada read it. Siddhanti, that is Siddhaswara Brahmachari, he can put good analogy, this economy analogy, that they are a joy, Brahmachari, Madhav Maharaj. You know, this is Pilar Maharaj as an analogy. In this way, in Madras, when our Guru Maharaj was, will go there, we are arranging for some procession from the station to the mart. I went to visit the leader of Boy Scout, a Marathi gentleman, some comet. I asked him that we are making arrangements for many things to follow the procession. We'd like if you're Boy Scout also can join our procession. No, no, that is only for social work. We have no religious program for us. We don't commit. Well, ours is also social. How your is social? You do on the religious side, you take up, no social work. I gave him an analogy. Suppose, what is this? You are the human species, cow species, dog species, so many species. You like the we shall help the dog society, retaining them that they will be dog always. dog society. Our ours is that if there is possibility of the dog to come to human society, we shall take our service in that line, to make the dog to the dog up to the human section, if possible. Then what sort of service will be more useful? In the man, of course, if it is possible to take the dog to the human society, that will be more appreciable. The ours is that, like that. And you want, the dog will remain dog, and you will serve them. In that, one gentleman, one of you care, you, this man is dead, you do not go, like Ramakrishna Mission, you don't attend the patients. But if he is dead, to whom will you preach? He came with this question. I told that suppose there is a famine and I have got some quantity of food, I am distributing and all the crowd is there and I am only distributing the food. But if someone flies away, run away, should I stop my distribution and run after him to fetch him? Then again, I shall distribute. But the whole crowd is there. I am doing that important business. If I stop distributing, then so many will be loser. Why I should take? So many men, someone dying, then what's the matter? Dying money going away from my sight. Then why should I engage myself in another engagement without distributing the nectar? That will be bad economy. In this way, whatever once I went to an education minister there, I guess first recommendation letter, we shall go to your district for preaching. We want an introduction letter. No, Swamiji, that is village, and you must learn Tamil, then you can go and preach there, but in English you can't preach there. He told like that. I told, suppose I am running through the street of your village and a boy is drowning in the water, in a tank. Should I go to learn Tamil? Or any way I shall try to make understand that he is drowning, what should we do? So we are looking with that importance, the man is drowning. So any man, any interpreter, we shall catch there and we shall give vent to our feelings to help them. In this way, whatever any opposition is to come, I could put some analogy in the banquet. There was one ICS. The king of Jaipur, Odisha, he promised to pay for the cost for the construction of the Madras temple. But he told that, I do not know. The new Dhyan ICS he has come, Gopula Reddy. You please approach him. He will pay you the money. I am only signing. I avoided that. That is a young ICS newcomer. If I approach him, some opposition may come. But the king has signed. This will be